Hi there, is it possible if I can please speak to Frank Woodward, please?
Hi, speaking.
Hi Frank, my name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. How are you? Are you okay?
Fine, yeah.
The call today is in regards to the Scottish redress claim that you've applied for using your time within the care system. You've come through to me today just to make sure that we have got your correct details on file and explain the procedure to you before we get it sent off for submission. Am I okay to have a quick conversation with you?
Yes, you are.
Perfect. So I'm just going to pull up a file for you, Frank. Just give me 2 seconds to do so, darling. And if I am correct, on your application, your name is Frank Woodward. Can I ask you, was that your same name that you had while she was within the care system?
Yes.
It was. Perfect. No problem. And in regards to yourself, Frank, is this the best mobile number for you if the line was to disconnect for any reason?
Yes, that is I.
Perfect. And also, the email that you provided to us is gizmo22 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Perfect, no problem. Now, could I please ask you, darling, for your date of birth there, please, Frank?
It's 22/12/1960.
1960?
Yes.
Perfect. And in regards to yourself, what's your home postcode where you're living at the moment, please?
It's ML74JG.
And the door number?
Number 11.
11, perfect. And could I please ask you, in the time of you being placed within the care system, do you know where you grew up, what area?
Yes, Hat Hill.
Could you say that again, please?
Hat Hill.
Perfect, no problem. So I'm assuming that it would have been Hat Hill Local Authority that popped you within the care system.
West Lothian Council,
let me get that on here for you. Thank you for that. Because in regards to yourself, I just want to make you aware that it's not the case of us clutching at straws today or hope to have you refunded. We will be doing our job in regards to locating and getting you the refund and also the justice that you deserve. We don't require your evidence or anything like that. The legal team will basically locate all files, and as long as they prove that he was within this place, then your statement is what they will value your claim off anyway. So our job is to make sure that we're doing sure to get you the best interest here. Now, can I please ask you, was it just you that was placed here in the care system, or did you have any siblings placed into the care system as well?
Just myself.
Just yourself. And can I ask you, do you know how old you was when you were first placed within the care system, darling?
14 years old.
And do you know why you were placed into care, or is that not something that you're aware of?
Well, I didn't like going to school like that.
Yeah? So, in regards to yourself, before I go any further, I just want to let you know that is a sign of basically neglect instantly, because even having refused to go to school, you should have been given the correct curriculums and also given the correct sort of format moving forward instead of being placed within these places. That was no reason to be taken from your parents. Let me just have a look here for you. At 14 years old, do you know the first place where they positioned you?
I was in Liverton.
Sorry, could you say that again for me? Was that Riverton?
No, Liverton. Liverton
Assessment Centre. And that's
Edinburgh.
In Edinburgh. And is this the first place that you went? Was you here the full time, or did you only stay here for a while?
No, I went Hope Bank Approved School in Aberdeen.
And was that Hope Bank Approved School? Oak Bank Approved School, thank you for that. And what area was that in, darling?
Aberdeen. Yes.
And was this the last place where you was taken to, or did they move you elsewhere?
Yes. No, that was the last place. I've been here for 2 years.
And how long would you say that you was there? So you was in Oak Bank for around 2 years?
Just about 2 years, yes.
2-3 years, no problem. And how long was you in the assessment centre for, darling?
I think it was about 2 months.
2 months, no problem whatsoever. And in regards to yourself with this claim ongoing, what we do need to make you aware of is within these claims, you can apply for this without a solicitor, and you can also instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fees, where anything up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. And you can also instruct under a private agreement. Now, we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so as you have chosen us, it would be under a private agreement of no win, no fee. So if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you won't be charged a single penny. And if the case is successful, the maximum fee the legal team will charge is 16% plus VAT, which is a maximum of 20%. So are you happy with that?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, once the legal team locate your files, like I say, they will be sure to make sure they get you the very best of what you are actually entitled to, to get you exactly some sort of justice that you deserve. So they're not going to expect you to go and locate anything. We do your job for you. But most importantly, we will be able to request your files. So once we do have a copy of your files, if it is something you would like to have a copy back, we will be more than happy to provide that back to you as well. But we would just ask that question because some people wouldn't like to see that information as well, darling. Okay?
Yes, okay.
Now, could I please ask you, with this claim ongoing, what we do require from you is a beneficiary. So let's just say the worst was to happen to you over the next few weeks with this claim ongoing. Is there anybody within your family member or within your circle of friends that you will be happy to receive this payment on your behalf?
Yes, my partner.
Your partner, perfect. And what's their name, darling?
Alice Bell.
No problem.
Yeah.
Now, could I please ask you for a bit of a breakdown? So when you were first sent to Liverton Assessment Centre, when you arrived here, did anyone settle you in or make you feel comfortable or explain that what was going on?
Well, I think it just went over my head, if you do that and do that. You're still young at the time, actually.
Sound officer. And was it the case where they kind of just left you to it? Was you left alone in your bedroom a lot of the time, or...?
We were left in our bedrooms all the time.
Bless you. And here, can I ask you, was there any sort of dramatic memories that you remember for being in Liverton Assessment Centre that you want me to get filed out?
That was the hard time of my life.
Yeah, and of course you've not had nobody settle down with you or explain anything to you and obviously explain anything that was going on. And of course while she was within the assessment centre, can I ask you, was any of the staff ever boisterous towards you or laid any hands on you or anything like that here?
They didn't lay hands on you, but they were kind of threatening you all the time.
Just the way they were speaking like that. Yeah, the way they spoke to us, not a problem. Now, can I ask you, then you moved on to Oak Bank Approved School, can I ask you to give me an understanding of what it was like being in here, please, sir?
Well, it was quite hard.
For
being in the end, because I was getting near my time of year, I was out in the gardens and that. But you had to do as you were told, and you have to. They were quite strict.
Can I ask you what was punishment here? Would they ever hit you here? Would they ever use the belts or restrain you as punishment? Did they ever put you into any cold baths or showers or anything like that, or keep you locked away as any punishment, or locked in any hallways at night time or anything like that?
No.
Okay. In regards to yourself, was the children there okay, or was they kind of like fighting quite ruthless, quite boisterous, quite feral?
It was quite a rowdy place. They were always fighting their own every day.
And in regards to punishments while she was at Oak Bank, what would you say the punishment was here?
Well, they did ask your privileges off you.
Can I ask you, while she was within this place, I do need to ask, was there any sexual assault or anything like that, darling, while she was here from the staff or from any other children?
No. Oh.
And did they provide you with alcohol or cigarettes or anything like that at all?
They didn't buy cigarettes, but they were allowed to take so much in for the week, the last day of the week. I think it's 6 cigarettes a day.
And was food and drink always an option in here?
You always got your dinner, so you had to eat with it.
Can I ask you, in regards to the staff, did the staff ever basically make sure that you were constantly educated in regards to schools and things like that, and always clean and hygienic, or is that not something that they bothered with?
No, I don't think they really bothered with that.
Did you ever get picked on or anything while she was here from any of the other children or any of the staff members at all? Did any of them single you out or basically take a beeline for you?
No. And there, like, they were a local ones in that place, and they were always going about doing everybody else or the outside of the people.
And of course, this is going to play, obviously, with your mental health as well.
Yes.
Mentally affecting you, most definitely. On birthdays and Christmases and things like that, would you get treated, or would they withhold them things from you?
No, you wouldn't.
Would other children in there get sort of treated as well? Would it be a pick and mix, or...?
No, no. They'd be able to treat you better.
So really, they took your childhood away from you within this place and just kind of had you on road teams doing chores and things like that, and of course, if not, then that's when the punishments would come in. Do you ever remember any other memories that you would like me to get jotted down for you with having your time within this place?
No, can't
relate. No problem there. Do not worry whatsoever, that's everything. Now, I understand you have provided me with enough information here to go ahead and do my job in regards to getting this case submitted for you, because there has been basically a lot of neglect here throughout your childhood. Now, just speaking to you now, I understand that you are eager to have a conversation with regarding myself, but obviously it is opening a can of worms. Can I ask you, over the years, have you struggled to build relationships with people because of this?
I think it's not going to my father. He was 28-year-old, and
And of course, that plays a part with you being so alone, with obviously being growing up and obviously not having anyone to turn to or anything like that, or actually break anything down to you. So what I'm going to do for you now is I'm going to go right ahead and I'm going to get your case put into submission for you. Can I just ask you what your parents was called, if you do remember your parents' names, please, darling?
My parents' names first?
Yes. James. So the parents... James Woodward, was that?
James Woodward, yes.
No problem. It's just so when we do locate your files, if for any reason they were to turn around and say, we've got 10 Frank Woodwards on the system... We can give them your parents' name so they can help locate it. Do you know Mum's name called, Alan?
Yes, May Woodward.
Is that May, M-A-Y?
Yes.
Perfect. So in regards to yourself, all the next steps are from here, darling, is we do require a picture of your ID and proof of address. Do you have anything with you, like a driver's licence or anything like that at all, darling?
Yes, I have that.
Brilliant. We also require a letter. It can be any letter dated to you in the last 3 months. It just needs to have your name, address and the date on there. And as soon as we've got that, we can go full steam ahead in regards to your case. So what I'm going to do for you now is I'm going to bob you a message over on WhatsApp that you've had direct contact from me. If you can please get your ID and proof of address sent over to me, that would be fantastic. What I'm going to do is I'm going to submit your case straight over now to the solicitor. And what I will do is I will give you a call back within the next 15 minutes once I've had an update to know if your case has been accepted. Once it's been accepted, I'll let you know that and we'll go full steam ahead and get your case sent into stages 1 and 3 where we'll locate your files and approach the local authorities, darling, okay?
Yes.
So I'm going to send you a message over now. If you can try and get your ID and proof of address over to me, that'll be brilliant. And I'll speak with you in the next 15 minutes, darling, okay?
I don't think I'll get my proof
yet. Have you got anything online? Like, have you got any bills online or even a bank statement? You can cover up the important people.
Or even
if it's a letter from work or anything like that. So I'll get it over to you now. We'll see what we can get, and I'll give you a call back within 15 minutes once your case has been accepted. I just need to get your statement typed up for you, so that way the legal team can overlook your case, and I'll just make sure that the case will be sent over for submission once I've basically called you back. Okay, darling?
Okay.
No problem. I'll speak with you in 15 minutes, and I'll get you that message over now. Cheers, bye-bye.
Good, bye-bye.